Hi, welcome to the Grow Tree podcast. I'm Rochelle.
And I'm Leonard.
And today we're going to discuss mental health as one of the key topics in life, the ones that define our platform as well. Because we believe that when you come from a place of holistic self-development, meaning that you take care of all elements in life, are aware of them, and are growing on them, you're better able to contribute to a mission that you believe in. So today, mental health. And yeah, it's a big, broad topic. Mm-hmm. It's also a pretty loaded topic with, yeah, I would say negative connotation. So what we're going to discuss today is...
Yeah, we will start with what mental health is and why it's so important. And then we will share a bit about our experiences with mental health mm-hmm. and how we improve it. And we will wrap up with some tips and questions to improve your mental health.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we have some resources that we wrote down for you guys. So if you see this podcast, it's the first time that you're listening, then feel free to subscribe on our website and you'll receive this free resources guide for mental power. But more on that later. All right. So first up.
Yeah, let's start with what mental health actually is.
Yeah.
So, it's one of the key areas of our life. Of course, there are more key areas, but why is it so important? Why is it so broad? It's a person's psychological and emotional, but also spiritual well-being. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a lot. I would say it's everything that is not directly your physical well-being, although everything is very closely connected. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of your thoughts, your beliefs, your mindset, so the way you think and your knowledge and how you perceive the world. And then that's the intellectual side. The emotional side is your feelings and your emotions. So and your feelings and your emotions are driven by your thoughts, and they are actually a link between your intellectual life and your physical side. Mm-hmm. Because your emotions actually express themselves physically. You feel them in your stomach or in your throat. So they are kind of the expression of your thoughts. And then thirdly, you have your spiritual side. So it's the connectedness that you feel with something bigger than yourself. It's that can be other people, humankind. It can be the world. It can be God. It can be the universe. It can be your intuition. So your sense of your connectedness mm-hmm. with something beyond yourself.
Yeah, and to others around you maybe as well.
Yeah.
Oneness.
Yeah. So on all these sides, you can grow. You can also check, okay, how am I doing? Have I neglected something or forgotten about something? So these three sides, I would say. But what does it look like when you are emotionally and mentally healthy?
Yeah. So concretely spoken.
Yeah.
How does that look like? Well, I think we could say that it's when you have, for instance, mostly positive self-talk. I mean, we all have some, negative self-talk sometimes, but just not pushing yourself down, just rooting for yourself, being your biggest fan, seeing opportunities rather than obstacles, mm-hmm. also being aware of those obstacles, but also going beyond them, just tackling them instead of, kind of avoiding and trying to hide and all that stuff.
Yeah. And having social engagements, mm-hmm. so having social contacts, having a sense of gratefulness for the things that you have, so actually perspective on your life, doing new things and being creatively, so putting things out, not just consuming, but sharing things sharing things that you have in mind.
Yeah, but also being free and able to express your emotions, not only feel them, but also express the right ones. So being able to be vulnerable, I guess, but also be able to be outspoken when you need to be. When you feel that your opinion is different, you should be able to do that. So you have to feel like you're safe.
Yeah.
And I think also that's like the most overall one, I guess, is something to live for. And I guess that's like super broad and super vague for loads of people, but it doesn't have to be like, like saving the world, but you know, like looking forward to next year when you have this going on, or looking forward to that new relationship that's about to start, or, you know, going to see your nephew be raised and see them grow. So things like that are things to live for, and just having, as you said, perspective.
Yeah, I think it's in the end kind of a combination between being in the now, enjoying this very moment, mm-hmm. But also being pushed to a goal, something in the future, something bigger, a purpose, a mission, your goals. So that combination would be ideal.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, this sounds like you have a checkbox and you just go like, do I have it? Do I have that? Sure. And I think we all have to balance all this all the time. But the thing is, I think we can all find room for improvement in our mental state and just be aware of our thoughts, be aware of our behavior, be aware of, you know, are we living in like a flow of things that we always do, you know, just living the common life? Or are we actually enjoying what we have and where we are going and like the small things like a good cappuccino or a sun ray out there or a smile or whatever? So I guess today we're also going to look into, you know, or at least we hope you get that. There's always room for improvement. The quality of mental health can also be raised. And we'll also discuss how we do that.
Yeah. And why is it actually important? So we believe, and we also experienced it at times, is that when it's when your mental health is not sufficient, so on an emotional level, or your thoughts are negative, then it can drag everything down.
Yeah,
because
sure.
It's actually, I see your physical body. Then actually, if you have a comparison as a vehicle, as the car, and your mental, emotional, spiritual self as the driver.
Hmm.
So, and when the driver is not well, or doesn't have his or her driver's license, then it's very hard to just operate the vehicle well.
Yeah.
And you can imagine if you put a Formula One driver in just an ordinary car, the car becomes much faster and better. So it's not only about the vehicle, it's also about the driver. And that should be I think at least average, and hopefully improving, getting better. Otherwise, there is it can be improved, and it's but it can drag everything down. So in your relationships, in your work, when you don't feel well in your inside.
Mm-hmm. But it's also like we said, self-talk. It's also, you know, do you have self-esteem? Do you feel comfortable in the role that you're in? Are you afraid of a conversation that seems very hard and you just want to get out of the way of? But you know, why are we talking about this now? I guess that's also very important to say that, you know, in these times of quarantine and corona and COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, people that live alone are alone loads of the time. I mean, if you don't see that many friends, as many don't, if you live by yourself, you cook by yourself, you know, it gets pretty lonely. And that's where you need to have a very nice mental state, empowering
resilient.
Your beliefs. Yeah, being resilient, but also just saying, you know, no, this is not it. You know, this is just a moment. This is just like a phase, and it's going to get me better, and I'm going to cherish this more than I used to, for instance. And I guess, you know, being alone is one of the things, but also many people don't have the instant gratification as they used to have, you know, like, oh, it's Thursday afternoon, sun's out, let's go for drinks, you know, that kind of stuff, like the spontaneity of things going on is just out. And that makes it harder to feel the fun and the enjoyment of life, I guess. And again, thoughts are things. So if you make it worse in your head, it will also feel worse. So you can literally make your life worse by just thinking really negative about your current state. forgetting about the outlook.
Yeah, because your thoughts and your beliefs, they create your emotions, mm-hmm. and based on your emotions, you act and you create results.
Yeah.
So it's actually what you do in the dark that puts you in the light. So no one actually sees your thoughts, but they are so important for the actual outcome, the things that you want to do in life, the relationships that you want to nurture, the work that you do.
Yeah.
So it all starts there.
The things that you dream in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they are, of course, the thoughts are not literally things, but they become things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they are something that you can observe, mm-hmm. and also improve and change for the better. Although it's hard, in practice, it's in theory, it's easier to say, okay, there is a space between, for instance, actual events and the meaning that you attach to it. So there's a freedom there to say, okay, this is what happened. I'm going to frame it now in a way that it's useful for me, empowering for me. So not disempowering.
Yeah.
So in theory, that is what you can do. But what's needed is a lifetime of practice. At first, you notice, okay, I'm doing it wrong. But you notice that you're doing it wrong. And then you can climb up on the ladder of improvement. Of okay, I see now that there's something happened in my private life. It's very painful, but it doesn't have to harm me internally.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be very hard when a loved one deceases, for instance. But I think it's important to actually guard your inner world, also your physical health, of course.
Sure.
But let's. I think your inner world is actually even that it's literally within.
Yeah.
And by being strong on the inside, so having positive self-talk, using beliefs about the world, about yourself, about others, it actually help you. At first, you perhaps don't think they are there even true, but they are actually going to help you. And giving your emotions. Letting them be and don't suppress them, because emotions are always going to be there for just 5 or 10 or 20 seconds if you just let them go freely. Mm-hmm. But if you suppress them, then they can be with you for hours or days or weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, so just to emphasize the point that you started with is, so you have events going on in your life, things that just happen that you cannot control because that's life. But yet you can control the way you react to that event. And it sounds so easy, we know, and we're not always doing that, right? But for instance, we will, of course, give you tips at the end of this episode, but this thing really comes from the book A Man's Search for Meaning, written by someone who survived camps during the Holocaust times.
Concentration camps,
yeah. And he just literally said, you know, whatever happened to me, you know, around me, my environment, my external factors, it cannot harm my inside. It made him stronger. And I think it's super, super powerful if you get to that stage where you're so conscious of the thought and the event that you can flip it around to whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, that will be ideal. Something to strive for.
Yeah.
In this episode, we will not talk about extremely negative states of mental health. Like deep depression and those
anxiety
kind of things, heavy anxieties.
Mm-hmm.
They can be real and they are can be extremely detrimental to everything that you do. But we are not experts on that field. So in later episodes, we will invite people that are experts on these fields and can dive deeper. We are focusing more on what is it, and how can you improve it based also on our own experiences.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So, so in short, would you can you elaborate on the things that you experience in terms of mental state?
Yeah. So, for me, it has been big learning path. So. In my early 20s, I started to read self-help books, and I started to ask myself questions. Okay, who am I? What do I like to do? What are my passions, my strengths, my values, my purpose in life? Those kind of questions. And by reading those books, I also understood that I am not my thoughts and my emotions, but I have thoughts, I have emotions that are coming out of, are attached to those thoughts. I can actually observe them and try to change them and write them down and also take a look at my beliefs and try to change them.
Yeah.
So I started doing that in my early 20s, learned more about myself, also more about my mind, did a lot of meditation, and I'm now much better capable of when my mind is kind of racing and there's a lot of mind chatter going on, I can easily detect it and kind of shut it down or just take a step back and just look at it. And don't immerse in it, don't follow it. But at the same time, in the last years, I had a lot of downs in mentally. Mm-hmm. When I started to become an entrepreneur a few years ago, I experienced more ups but also more downs in the way I felt. Mm-hmm. So the downs were deeper because the worries were bigger. And the risks were bigger, so I had a time where I worried way too much, and that's what I meant with the mind chatter. I also did it a lot at night, but I stopped doing it because now I say, okay, in bed I shouldn't think.
Yeah.
Thinking time is during the day.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of experiences with ups and downs mentally. Theory is not the same as practice. Mm-hmm. So I think I know a lot about mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, but understanding it fully, I think that is a lifetime of practice, and I'm getting better at it, but it's still hard when there is a big blow, when there's something real happens,
mm-hmm.
and then when push comes to shove, then you have to show, okay, I can actually take a step back from the event and frame it in a way that is empowering for myself. Sometimes I succeed, sometimes I fail.
Yeah.
And for you?
Well, I would say that on the more negative side, that I tend to get angry at things very quickly. So I get frustrated very well. And I think it starts with the belief that I have high expectations of things, people, events, and myself. And I know that what I can control is my high expectations of myself. I mean, most of the time you can, but I cannot control all the things external to me, and I still fall in that trap. So I would say that just like a random example, it's when you have a deadline and you work with someone and you both said on Tuesday 9 a.m. we need to have this, you do that, I did that, great, and you feel like yes, we're gonna do this, she's gonna do that, I'm gonna do that, it's gonna be great, empowerment, all great. So I feel like too enthusiastic about the state, and then that state just drops when my expectations are not reached. And then you can always ask, what are those expectations anyway? Do you think other people are perfect? You're not either. No, that's right. But I just hope that other people feel the extreme ownership that I feel for work-related things. So I guess it starts with the fact that my belief is I have high expectations of myself. I cherish professionalism. I cherish extreme ownership in professional settings. And then I don't communicate that. It's not like I said before, we said, oh, by the way, I have certain values to make sure the other person aligns. It's just that you start. And then when that deadline isn't reached, for instance, or it doesn't go the way I planned it in my head, then I get frustrated very quickly. And it makes no sense because, what did you expect anyway? But it gets me mad. And it's just a thought, it's like, oh, why is this happening? Why didn't it go this way? And that's when I get angry. So indeed, a thought becomes a thing and it turns out to be physical in my case.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that happens, when you're around, for instance, you just tell me what are you doing? Just get down, stop. You're just being too negative. You're influencing my state as well. And that's when I start to notice. So I think since a year or two or three, I am super conscious of the fact that I have this and it doesn't make it any better. I mean, I'm conscious and thus improving on the fact that I know I shouldn't do it, but it's something that really, really determines the way I behave and think.
Yeah, emotions can improve your quality of life so much. What is life without emotions? Mm-hmm. But it can also really drag you down and hold you back.
When they don't serve you. Because in the end, who is suffering from my expectations? Me, myself, right?
Yeah,
and on the other side, I would say that on the more positive side is that I tend to have self-esteem, like a lot of self-esteem. And it's not that I try to like brag about it, but it's what I always get back as feedback. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know, I didn't do anything about it, it's just the way I am. But I think that is a mental state as well, just believing in who I am. I think, I'm doing cool stuff and, I get cool chances and opportunities and I know cool people and that work with us. And that makes me feel like I'm doing cool stuff, and that makes me proud of what I'm doing and the work that I do. And thus, I don't feel nervous when I'm doing job interviews with someone going to work for our team, because I'm like, yeah, this is going to be cool. I can pitch our chances to her and let's see what happens. And I guess that you can really think yourself into self-esteem, and it's just self-talk. Instead of just thinking, this looks so bad, or I don't know what I'm saying, or I'm just tripping over words. If you're conscious of all the negative things you do, then you just forget all the flip side, all the good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Shall we get over some things that we do together to get mentally stronger, to get mm-hmm. more mental power?
Let's do that.
Because we can probably talk for hours about experiences and things that we've been through. But let's share some concrete things that we do together. Mm-hmm. Gratefulness is a big thing. Every evening we ask ourselves, we ask each other, okay, where are you grateful for today? And also what are you looking forward to for tomorrow?
Yeah, and we actually take the time to do this. It sounds like a very easy question, but we also, it's like we mentioned three things, I would say, for gratitude and for looking forward.
Yeah.
And it's not like big things. It's like, I liked our lunch, or I liked the way that we walked to our house, or I saw a kitten and I loved it.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, it's great to alter your emotional state, because sometimes you can be fed up with something during the day, and then you really don't want to find some things that you're grateful for.
Yeah.
But because it's an exercise, it's a habit that we do daily, you actually are kind of forced to look for things that are you should be, or you can be grateful for. And then when you mention them, you feel your emotional state changing. Mm-hmm. You cannot be angry or frustrated and grateful at the same time.
Yeah, at least you just hire it up to neutral. I mean, it doesn't have to be like you're in a like yay joy state, but it's rather, okay, so it wasn't too bad today.
That is a powerful habit.
And it makes you feel more relaxed when you go to bed, instead of just think, oh, that was such a bad day, I need to go to bed, and just think it over. And you feel way more, zen. Yeah.
Also, we signal beliefs from each other.
Yeah.
So when someone says something negative about money or about him or herself, we just flag it and just dive on it.
Yeah, so an example, maybe something like, yeah, I'm looking forward to this, but I think he or she is going to be like this and I'm not going to enjoy it, so I'm not going to go to that event. And you might just be like, okay, but why are you thinking about like that in that way already, Why don't you just go into it neutral? Like, oh yeah.
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 Yeah, or when we when we talk about something that's going to happen, that we think it will be negative, this is going to be probably the negative outcome of something, of how mm-hmm. someone will work, or how an event will play out.
Yeah.
But then it's actually, you're actually predicting it yourself. You shouldn't predict things negatively, because then mm-hmm. the chances are bigger that it will be negative.
Yeah. So never say anything negative, because the outcome might even go that way because you thought it that way. Yeah. Yeah.
And also, we try not to talk about I have to do something, I must do something.
Yeah.
But always about I want to do something, I choose to do something.
Yeah.
Because have to or must is really pressure that you put on yourself from someone else or from something else.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel fun anymore. I mean, we all have our chores, our, you know, like tasks we want to do or need to do. But the moment you flip from must to want to or have to, it just feels better. Yeah. It's less loaded and it might be lighter to do that work. Yeah.
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 And forgiveness is a big thing. I think there's not a lot of talk about forgiveness yet. I think it's becoming bigger.
Yeah.
It shows in brain scanners that if you meditate on forgiveness and you're actually forgiving all the people that you hold grudges with during the meditation, it's extremely good for your brain waves and for your mental health.
Yeah.
To actually let go of those grudges.
Yeah, you know what? Like, it sounds like, do I have to forget people that, you know, hurt me or that did really, really bad things? Yes and no. I mean, you don't have to forget the event. You can still say, you know, that's really bad. I do not respect that. I don't want to accept it. But that thought, that belief that you have around that event or the thing that happened to you is negative. So it loads you up with negativity. And by doing forgiveness, you don't just say, you know, never mind, it's okay. But you're just thinking about the event and saying, it happened. It's not now anymore. That person hurt me then, but it's a lesson for me. And now I move on and I forget about it. So I forgive the person.
The person. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you do it also for you.
It's purely for yourself. Yeah, you don't have to call the person and say, oh, by the way, it's okay. No, not at all. No. It's just for your own mental state to feel more positive.
Yeah, and lighter.
Yeah.
What we also do is looking back on progress that we had in life.
Yeah.
So evaluating our last month or past year.
Yeah.
So it's so easy to always look at goals and kind of if I can reach this, then I'm happy.
Yeah.
Always strive for more because when you get there, you always want more. So that's an easy trap to fall into. And it, when you look back on what you already did in the last weeks or the last year, then you actually feel grateful, you feel happy, you feel empowered. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and always when we look back, we always look forward for the next month as well. So, and it doesn't have to be like only business related goals, but also I would like to read this book, or I would like to feel less tired, or I want to have more happy thoughts, or I want to see these friends more. And just by writing it down, you actually kind of prime yourself by doing that. I mean, at least you're more aware of that you wanted to do that. And then you look back and it's like, oh, hey, I actually, you know, I found more rest and more peace. And that feels great to reach it.
Yeah. Yeah. You said less tired, but we mainly try to say, don't say, kind of negate things. Use positive words, because your mind finds it very hard to distinguish. Less tired. I don't want to do this.
No. I want to sleep great and I want to feel great. Yeah, as an intention. Yeah.
Yeah. Big thing for us is also no negative self-talk. Of course, we cannot really check it with each other. It's really something that you have to check with yourself.
Yeah.
But I try to be my biggest fan and at least not to be a critic on myself, because there's a lot of criticism already going on from the outside, or reasons that you can't succeed or won't succeed. So I try to be my biggest fan. And when I say something negative about myself, I try to eradicate it and write it down, look at it. Okay, why am I talking negatively about myself, thinking negatively about myself?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it feels a little bit like tricking, but on the inside, I try to just empower myself. When I have to do something new, then I say to myself, I really can do this.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why I can do it when someone else can do it.
Yeah, right. And on even a more practical level, like for instance, sometimes I host events with topics that are pretty far from my bed. And I could say like, oh yeah, I don't do things like that. You know, it's not in my field, so let me just say no. But then I tend to say yes, and I'm like, okay, so let me read into this. You know, I need to know more. And I can also feel a little bit nervous about the topic, but then I'm like, somebody asked me for it for a reason. She or he knows that I might be a little bit off in the field, mm-hmm. but there's a reason why I'm asked. Maybe it's because of other talents. I can definitely read up to this. It doesn't really matter. I can do this. It just needs to have time. I need to believe in myself and just do it. Nobody knows, you know, that I'm new to something, and it doesn't matter. So I think things like that also really help me on a more practical level.
Yeah, yeah. And criticism, opinions from the outside is also a big thing.
Yeah.
It can be yeah, it can drag you down, can be harmful, but usually it's something that is only happening in your own head.
Yeah.
And perhaps it's happening in other people's heads, but you don't know, you don't need to know, perhaps you don't want to know.
Well, on the other side is that most things that we think that other people think of us are just made up in our heads.
Yeah.
So,
because we don't
yeah.
know what they think, and how important is it really what they think?
Yeah.
Yeah. You will never have only people that applaud you.
No. And so then that's why you have to applaud for yourself so much.
Yeah, and just go boldly forward, and yeah. and there will be people that like that, and will be empowered and will be inspired by that.
Yeah.
But there will always be people that feel harmed.
Yeah.
By you just showing yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, very concretely, in the last weeks. I know people might have an opinion on the our new venture or the topics that we cover, mm-hmm. but we feel that we want to do this, we need to do this, and
we have a plan, and yeah. nobody knows that plan. So you know, how are they even having an opinion about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, know that there are opinions, but just acting regardless.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so that was our episode on mental health. Again, super broad. We didn't cover everything, but we have more upcoming episodes in which we interview other people on very specific topics, subtopics of mental health, which are one on loneliness during Corona and COVID-19. So being alone at home, what does your life look like? How can you keep an outlook? We're going to interview someone that actually feels alone at home, has been by himself for more than 30 days, and is managing a team that also is working from home and feels a bit lonely. So very interesting to hear his experiences. Then we also have an interview with someone who can tell us more about the fear of failure and also the fear of success. In both just in mindset terms, but also in terms of presenting. So also very interesting. And as a third one, we have an interview with someone who experienced depression and overcame it, of course. And she will talk about how to actually like fleek your mental state and be grateful for what you have and live in the now. So yep. I'm really looking forward to doing those interviews.
So these are upcoming podcasts on the topic of mental health, mental power. But we also have some resources for you.
Yeah.
We have, when you sign up on our website, growtribute.com, or when you go to our mental health page, you can sign up and you will receive our free resources on mental power, a PDF with resources to watch, resources to listen to, resources to read.
Yeah.
So our book tips. We also have, just on our website, you can directly read them, our blog with 12 mental health tips. And we wrote a full manifesto on mental health in our society. So how it went wrong and how we think it could go better. So quite a harsh critical piece, but it might interest you. And next to all the podcasts on mental health, we are already looking forward to our next topic, the next life area, that is relationships with friends, family, intimate relationship with mentors. So another big topic coming up, but first we will be all about mental health.
Yeah, and always feel free to reply to what we're saying and preaching. If you want to contribute to what we're doing, if you believe in our mission, then just drop us a message on our website, and hope to see you next time.
Ciao.
Ciao.